# Introduction. Welcome to stage one of our course. Generative AI in Customer Success. Enhancing engagement and insights. In this stage, we will explore the foundational concepts of generative AI and its significant role in transforming customer success. As we dive into this intriguing technology, our aim is to equip you with a clear understanding of generative AI, its different types, key terminology, and the ethical considerations that come into play in customer interactions. By the end of this session, you will have a solid base for the exciting journey ahead in leveraging generative AI to enhance customer engagement and insights. # Main content. # Definition of generative AI. Let's begin with the definition of generative AI. At its core, generative AI refers to algorithms that can create new content, be it text, images, audio, or even video, by learning from existing data. Unlike traditional AI that primarily focuses on analyzing data and making predictions, generative AI goes a step further by generating outputs that mimic human creativity. For example, imagine a scenario where a customer service chatbot crafts personalized responses based on previous conversations. This capability allows businesses to deliver tailored experiences, enhancing customer satisfaction. Another example is using generative AI to create marketing visuals that resonate with target demographics, thus improving brand engagement. # Types of generative models. Now that we have a grasp on what generative AI is, let's explore the types of generative models. Broadly, they can be categorized into three main types: generative adversarial networks, GANs, variational autoencoders, VAEs, and autoregressive models. GANs consist of two neural networks, the generator and the discriminator, competing against each other, which leads to the creation of highly realistic outputs. For instance, GANs can be used to generate lifelike images of products for an online store, making it easier for customers to envision their purchases. VAEs, on the other hand, are designed to encode input data into a latent space and then decode it, allowing for the generation of new data points. They could be utilized, for example, to create diverse product recommendations based on customer preferences. Lastly, autoregressive models, such as GPT, generate sequences of data one element at a time, making them particularly effective for text generation. These models can be instrumental in crafting personalized email campaigns that engage customers based on their interaction history. Each model has its unique strengths and applications in customer success, from crafting marketing content to personalizing user experiences. # Key terminology. As we navigate this landscape, it's essential to familiarize ourselves with some key terminology. Concepts like training data, which refers to the dataset used to teach the generative models, and output diversity, which measures the variety of outputs generated, are fundamental. Additionally, understanding terms like latent space, which is the abstract multidimensional space that represents the information learned by the model, and model architecture, which refers to the structure and design of the neural networks used, will help you appreciate the inner workings of generative AI. These terms will frequently come up as we delve deeper into practical applications in later stages. # Ethical considerations. Finally, we must address the ethical considerations surrounding generative AI. The ability to generate content raises pivotal questions about authenticity, bias, and accountability. For instance, if a model generates misleading information, who is responsible? Furthermore, generative AI can inadvertently perpetuate biases present in the training data, leading to unfair customer experiences. It's crucial to remain vigilant and implement ethical guidelines to ensure that generative AI contributes positively to customer interactions and upholds trust. An example of ethical considerations is ensuring that customer data used to train models is anonymized and complies with data protection regulations, thus safeguarding customer privacy. Conclusion. In this stage, we have laid the groundwork for understanding generative AI and its implications in the realm of customer success. We've defined generative AI, explored its types, familiarized ourselves with key terminology, and addressed the ethical considerations that impact our use of this technology. This knowledge is not only essential for your career advancement but also vital for implementing generative AI responsibly and effectively in your customer success strategies. Reflection questions. 1. How can the understanding of generative AI enhance your current role in customer success? 2. In what ways can you apply the different types of generative models to improve customer engagement? 3. What ethical considerations do you believe are most critical when implementing generative AI in customer interactions? Thank you for joining me in this exploration of the fundamentals of generative AI. I look forward to seeing how you apply these insights in your journey ahead.